paranormal, and supernatural worlds that surround us. Here we delve into those topics that challenge us to think outside the limitations of realism, where we test the boundaries of imagination and are forced to think outside the confines and restrictions of what is normal. We are the creators, the writers, the artists, and the insane. Welcome to our weird realities.
Happy Monday. This is Hadley Thorne, and I am here with the one and only voice of Weird Realities, Miss Finley Jones. Hey, Finley, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Hadley, I'm good. How are you?
It's fine. So what are you cooking for supper?
We're going to have a little chicken cordon bleu and some lima beans. I should probably throw something green in there, but I hadn't done that yet.
Well, that sounds delicious. All right. Well, I wanted to give everybody an opportunity to get to know the Weird team. And you're someone who's behind the scenes a lot. They don't often get to see you. You know, you're always welcome on any of our live shows. And we're just going to be getting you out here more and more. So I've got a couple of fun questions to ask if you want to get started. And just take your time asking them, and we'll just let the conversation go from there. Okay. All righty. So my first question I have is, if you were a potato, what way would you like to be cooked?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go with baked.
And would you just want to have the butter, or are you a sour cream, chives, and bacon bits kind of girl?
I'm going to have to go with butter, bacon, and cheese.
Oh, fancy.
Fancy.
Fancy, fancy.
I am a loaded baked potato.
Now, I've known you. A lot of the crew, I guess our Weird team out there in the weird verse, they don't really know this, but you and I kind of grew up together. We've been knowing each other since we were, what, 16? 17? 15, yeah.
Yeah, I was 15. I was younger than everybody else in our class.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I just remember you moved here over the summer one year. I think we were going to sophomore year.
Yep, right before.
Right before. Mm-hmm. So this is probably doubly interesting for me, but have you ever been mistaken for someone famous?
I used to have people tell me that I looked like Holly Hunter.
I can see that.
And whenever they did, what was that, Raising Arizona, and she, that one line where she tells Nicolas Cage, we got a baby now, how everything's changed. I used to be able to say that line just like she said it, and I would just spout it off at random moments just to get a giggle.
That's funny. So I know, like I said, I know a little bit about your background, and I know that you've got some, you know, personal history on stage and singing. Would you like to tell us just any little bit about that?
I think I was in choir in church for as long as I can remember. And then we moved here and there was a show choir, and I was so excited because, you know, I used to kind of think pretty highly of myself, not quite so much anymore, but I did well in that area. That was my fun time.
Well, did you ever sing with a band, or?
I did.
Out at the clubs, did you ever do that?
I did one time at a club on Ferris Street. And if you know anything about Jackson, Mississippi, Ferris Street is not exactly a safe part of town, but there was a blues club there. And it was the one time I sang with the band. We did a little bit of Janet Jackson, and we sang some Hall & Oates, Sarah Smile, great song. It was me and another guy, and then we had a bass player, and I can't remember. I think we had a keyboardist and a saxophonist.
Well, what happened?
Well, I figured that if I could get the crowd to like, That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson, when I sang it, we'd be all right. And I started singing and a couple of the people got up, started dancing. I was like, thank goodness. But I did have a couple of beers before that happened.
Just a couple.
I was young and nervous. But I tried to help bring stuff in, and the guy that asked me to sing with him wouldn't let me do it. And then at the end of the night, when it was time for tips, I got like $10 out of the whole pot because I didn't do anything but sing. And that was enough for me. I said, oh, we're not doing this. I'm done.
Yeah,
I think I earned that.
I think that would have done it too.
Yeah.
But well, I hate that. Fun. Did you ever want to do it again, or just not with those same guys?
I would have loved to have done it again. Yeah. Would have
never too late, girl. Never too late to live your dreams.
Well, I know, but they want to see cute little young tiny things. I'm not those things anymore. But it's okay. I'm good where I am. I like the behind the scenes. I like listening to my daughter, my baby girl, sings, and she's really, really good.
Does she go to the club and sing, or just church?
She doesn't sing in church. She did show choir at Brandon, which was way different than when I did show choir at Brandon. Way different. It's ridiculous how different it is. Like, I can't even explain how different it is. But she was phenomenal. They did an Alice in Wonderland type theme one year, and she was the Red Queen.
Oh, cool.
And they take contemporary songs and just have like this massive 20-minute mashup of different songs, and it's a continuous show, and it is, gosh,
so kind of like Glee. Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, kinda.
Oh man, I would love that.
The music never stops. The music never stops. I'll have to send you a link to that show.
Dude, I would love to watch it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. But anyway, yeah. So she's really good. I keep trying to encourage her to go on The Voice because she has a unique sound. And you know, they don't like it when you're cookie cutter.
Yeah. Like, well, I'd love to hear her. So hook us up. She okay. Got any YouTube videos?
I put a few out there. I'll have to send. I think my favorite one is still out there. I'll have to find it and send the link. You can use it however you want.
Find it. Send it to me.
Okay.
You know, our bad boy friends, We're in the Fold, there are some musicians there too.
Hey.
Yeah, nice. They actually wrote some music for us, and I've used on some of our background for just setting up some of our shows.
That's awesome. You know, my husband and I bought guitars because we were going to learn to play the guitar. We took one lesson, and they've been in the case ever since. But I really would like to learn how to play guitar.
Well, let me know when you're going to do it, because I wouldn't mind learning. I need to get out of the house more.
Okay. We can do that. That would be fun.
It would be.
We can do that. Yeah, we
get up with old Sharon Posey, and she's playing, I think, drums in a band now.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be so fun.
Currently, what are you most excited about that's going on in your life?
I have a daughter that's getting married in December.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm excited about that. My family's very tight-knit, and then I married Jeff, and his family's really tight-knit, and I want that for my girls and, well, for all my kids, I should say. And so far, we're batting 1,000.
So that's awesome. Good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. And then Jeff and I are going on a cruise in September, and I cannot wait for that.
Where are y'all going?
We're going to... It's Cozumel, and there's another place I've never been before, but I cannot remember what the name of it is. Costa Maya? Costa Maya? Am I saying that right? I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
Well, I will be hoping that it is not a hurricane in the way of your boat when you go.
I know. I was thinking.
That's the time of year we usually get them.
And they're talking about this year's being more active than.
Yeah, they actually, when I was working for disaster relief, they were saying that they were expecting a number of named storms this year. I think 10. But you never know. I mean, you know, you never know.
That's right. Okay.
So that does sound exciting, though. I wish I was going on a cruise. I've been looking at those riverboat cruises, and I was thinking I would love to do one like on the East Coast in the rivers, you know, like go up there and go into Canada and come back. I think they have them like around Boston or somewhere, but I think that would be fun. But I mean, I wanted to go on a cruise, you know, around, well, they have a cruise like from Iceland to like Finland, I think, or Denmark. But now I'm like, I don't know about going overseas with all the unrest with Germany, or not Germany, with
Russia and
Russia and Ukraine. It's makes me not kind of nervous.
Yeah, I can see that. I would be too.
So I'm just gonna travel in the U.S. for a while.
I do want to go to Alaska though.
Yeah, CC wants to do I guess like a river cruise in Alaska.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. CC is my best friend, for those who don't know. We also call her Chris Vandelay. You might have heard it on the birthday episode. So
nice.
She periodically makes an appearance. All right. So, okay. The important question now, what TV shows are you currently watching?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So Ozark, I love. Yellowstone, I love. What else am I watching? I just started watching The Flight Attendant. I'm late to the game, but I started watching it and was sucked in. And before I knew it, 6 episodes had gone by, and I was like, I've got to stop watching this.
I binge watched Stranger Things yesterday.
Stranger Things is amazing. I have seen that. I think I need to go watch the last season. I can't remember if I've seen it. So I could be watching it again.
Well, the 4th season just dropped in the last, I think it dropped in May, and they're doing another half of it that's coming out in July. And okay. I will say, from someone who grew up in the 80s and the 90s, I love that show. It just is so nostalgic to me.
That is what I tell people whenever I encourage.
And those kids are like our age group, you know, like they're that's like the age we would have been back then. So it's even more fun.
Exactly. I loved it. I think the first time I watched it, I was not at my current job, so I'm going to say this and it's okay. But I was all caught up at work and I thought, well, I'll just start watching this show. So I put it on my phone and I started watching it. And that that scene in the beginning, it scared the crap out of me. And I yelled out sitting in my office when it happened. Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
I'm trying to think.
When they're all going home.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so I don't want to say anything.
And I will say I'm a huge Yellowstone fan. And 1883 broke my fucking heart. Oh, excuse my language. It broke my heart.
I have not finished 1883. We have tried to watch it and had a hard time getting into it. We tried it a second time, and I think we made it to the 3rd episode. We really just need to finish it.
Well, it gets better. The first 2 episodes were kind of slow, but after that, it does start picking up. Once they get on the trail, you know, it does start picking up. But it was beautifully done. I am a huge Taylor Sheridan fan. He has got a way with writing characters that really just touch your heart.
Yeah, he does. I did not realize that was him. That was the what is his name in Yellowstone? He's the one that does the
horses.
Yes.
I can't think of his name either.
I can't.
He was I think one of the sheriffs or deputies in Sons of Anarchy.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. I kind of remember him, but he looks kind of different. But I'll tell you this, he was a screenwriter for one of my favorite movies, which is one of those movies that I will tell people that it's not a feel-good movie, but it is one of the most gripping, real, harsh truth movies that you can watch, and it's called Wind River. I think that's the name of it. Let me make sure. I don't want to tell anybody wrong. But it has got Hawkeye in it from the
MASH
Avengers.
Oh, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. It's got Jeremy Renner stars in it with that youngest Olsen girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so old now, I can't remember people's names. that girl. Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner. And it takes place in Wyoming at the Wind River Reservation. And it deals with the death of a young Native American woman. And
I have seen it. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah. He just gets in there and he can tell a good story. And I love it.
Yeah, he's good. I agree. But yeah, I remember that movie. We watched it and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. It gets kind of intense there.
It is very intense. That's a good word for it. But it was, it was just harsh. It was a harsh, real movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, what has required the most courage of you in your life?
Oh gosh. Let's see. I got pregnant before I got married, and I had to tell my parents. And I had not been dating.
Hey, Mark Edie. I'm sorry to interrupt. Mark Edie and Tony, our MVP, are in the house. And I have just clicked back over. I'm sorry. I've got a list of questions. So, so you were pregnant. And what happened?
I had to tell my parents.
Oh, that would be very...
And I was scared.
Well, I can see. Yeah. How old were you?
I was 24. 24 when I found out. 25. I had my birthday, and then she was born 16 days later.
Wow.
So I was 25 when I had her. But it was the best thing that could have happened to me because I was going down a pretty dark path. So
there are no mistakes, for
sure.
There
are no mistakes. We would not be who we are today had we not gone through those trials.
That's right. Now, if you could erase one event from history, which one would you erase?
From history?
Oh, yep.
Gosh. God, that's a hard question. I think I'm going to have to go with the Holocaust. Oh my gosh, no, because then there's 9/11, and then there's Selma, Alabama, the bombings in Birmingham. There's so many things. I'm going to have to stick with my first one, though. I'm going to have to say the Holocaust.
I think that's a good one. That was what, 11 or 13 million people?
That's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Oh whole bunch for no good reason. And that's every tragedy in history, but that one I think is the one that hurts me the most. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
All right. Now, if you could win an Olympic medal for any sport, real or fake, what would it be?
Floating in the pool for the longest amount of time.
With a margarita.
Yeah.
It's the perfect weather for that right here, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's so hot.
I know.
All the time. It's hot and hot and hot.
I thought about getting a splash pad for my dogs, and I'm like, maybe we need to make that a pool.
Well, you know, I have the two little dogs. One lives here with me all the time, and I'm dog sitting for my daughter. And both of them have been put in the pool with us, and neither of them will go back up on the deck because the pool is there, and they think I'm going to put them back in the pool. So my dream of getting them a little doggy pool is gone because they don't like it at all. But they don't have to because I do. I'll stay in the pool.
Now, describe an experience in your life that changed your values.
Same experience when I got pregnant.
Good one. Good one.
It definitely when I got pregnant. I saw things in a totally different light because it wasn't just me anymore. And for a minute, I thought it was just going to be me and her. Thankfully, it wasn't. And 24 years later, we're still together.
Funny how things work out like that.
Isn't it funny? So it's a good thing. But it definitely changed my value.
Now, would you go to space if you knew you could never come back to Earth?
No, absolutely not. The thought of that terrifies me.
See, I'm the same. I will say I am the same with you. I mean, I am not an interplanetary person.
I don't know that I could go down in a submarine either.
Same. I don't think I'd like that either.
Confined space, the thought of it, oh my gosh, the thought of it crushing you or just, no, I can't. Couldn't do it. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know how. And I've got a family member that's, you know, that's what he does is he's in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they do it.
I have the utmost respect.
No kidding, right? I know they're big, but still, it's just, I don't like deep, dark water anyway.
Nope, sure don't. And sometimes I don't like the beautiful blue, clear water either because you can see the sharks coming at you.
Yeah, well, it's not the sharks I worry about. It's things that eat the sharks.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Giant squids and, you know, the smart octopus that are out there.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, I'm not going to go that far out in the water. Well, I guess I am if I'm in a...
You're gonna, got news for you on that cruise you're probably going to be. But that'll be different. Just take your hand sanitizer. That's all I ask.
I have plenty of that.
And I got one last question before we drop off of here.
Okay.
And that is, what is something I would never guess about you?
Oh, gosh. Something you would never guess about me. Well, I have a phobia and it's so stupid and I wish I didn't have it. And it really bothers me that I do. But I'm so embarrassed to say this. Just the thought of it, my hands are sweating. I have walked in a store and walked right back out because there was a little person in the store. And it's awful, and they terrify me, and I don't know why. But yeah, I have that phobia.
I wonder if that's similar to the same things that certain people have about clowns.
Maybe, I don't know.
They say it's because, like, you know, it's supposed to look, you know, a certain way. I don't know. But that is curious.
And I hate that I feel that way. I really do. And I really do. I just don't understand why.
Well, hey, it's weird, and that's what we're here about.
Yeah, it is weird. And I didn't want to even want to say it because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, because that's not what it is at all.
Oh, no, I know. If anybody knows, you're the kindest person. You're just a sweetheart. You're always willing to help. And I will say that that's going to do our time. We're running out. We've got a couple of more minutes. And just so the people out there know that, you know, you are around, and we hope that you'll be doing some moderation for our group some more. Mm-hmm. That's Boo Bradley, for you people who don't know. That's Boo.
Hey, Boo.
Boo is... We got new neighbors. They have a dog. Boo and Winter are all up in arms about him.
I had to close the front door and the blinds because mine were barking before we went on. I figured I might better go ahead and stop it before it starts.
Yeah. Oh, there they go again.
We love our dogs.
But that's going to do it for this week, guys. And be around. We'll be talking to Alan Gamboa and the rest of the Weird Team for these little 30-minute question sessions. And until next time, stay weird.
Bye.